Okay. You're on the radio. 101.
Generation annihilation.
I just want some skate.
99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get up here.
On the streets.
Full of problems.
We have you surrounded. Come up with your hands up.
Good afternoon and happy belated Christmas out there. Happy belated Boxing Day. I guess we got the white Christmas that we were always dreaming about in this city. I had to trudge gives me an excuse to wear my 14 eyelets that I don't wear too much. Yeah, I've been trudging around in all this slush and snow, and it looks like it's melting away a little bit, so that's good. Back to work next week, enjoying a 4-day holiday. Yeah, it's kind of nice, and I'm sure you're all digging it, and if you're working, I'm sure you're digging that time and a half, and hopefully you will dig this show, Generation Annihilation, because this show today is a roundup of releases that came out in the year 2008, and 2008 was no exception for great releases, as I guess the past 6 or so years that I've been doing this show, and we're going to dedicate, I guess, the first couple of sets, probably the first half of show, to Canadian artists, because lots of great Canadian stuff out there. I'm probably not going to get all the good releases that came out this year, but this is part one of two parts of 2008 shows. So I better stop yakking, better get with the tunes, and we're going to get, like I said, we're going to get to some Canadian stuff. And the first set, we will be playing all Vancouver tunes, and this is a band called DOA.
And I won't kill for nothing.
Hey, everybody, this is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know what? You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Mass Grave, you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Rust.
And we're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR.
We'll be right back.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. It's Generation here. Generation Annihilation with Aaron here. And yeah, we are showcasing 2008 releases. And we just heard a bunch of local releases that came out this year and almost last year. Hey, it's almost 2009. Yeah, we ended that off with White Lung from the magazine 7-inch on Deranged Records, Local Girls. We heard a track called Therapy. Before that in the set, we heard from Margaret Thrasher, Moderate Rock, one of the latest releases that I got in 2008. Yeah, it was put out by a record label out of Germany called P Trash. Didn't realize what I was doing there. I played an instrumental track, but that's okay. Yeah, Margaret Thrasher, Are No More, did a European tour, and their singer Jules is now residing, I believe, in Spain. And before Margaret Thrasher in the set, we heard from local crust punks, Mass Grave. Blindfolded Conscience was the name of that. Yeah, that is on a local label called Mangled Ankle Records. And yeah, Mass Grave going since the early 2000s. And before Mass Grave, we heard from the Jolts, Hot Voltage release. We heard a track called Drop Dead Girl. And we start things all off with the latest release from DOA, Northern Avenger. And yeah, played this one a lot. This year we heard a track called Crossfire. And yeah, I thought I'd give props to a couple other things I didn't play. I'm kind of keeping this one to official releases, but yeah, Fear of Tomorrow released an excellent demo. Hopefully they'll do some vinyl. And that goes for the Impeders of Progress as well. And Alternate Action released a CD of all their great stuff, which came out a few years back, so I'm going to include that next week's show, which will be showcasing reissues that came out in 2008 as well. So we're going to keep going with the Canadian punk here. Got another set of Canadian tunes here, and this particular one got a lot of airplay on the show as well in 2008. The band is called Germicide, or Germattack, I should say. And yeah, it's on Germicide Records, their own label. Real good release, came out on MCR Records in Japan, but the vinyl came out on their own. So yes, let's hear that. We're going to hear a track called Destroy Your World on Generation Annihilation. Here we go.
The new smells. wonder of guns. was it I can't fall? Drunk at night, well, you're the city lights. Well, it's a 100 feet, it won't bend. Feel the hope in the palm of my hand. I have to fight, cause no, it's not fun. No, it's not fun. No, it's not fun.
Question. Oppression. Who is this good for? How about big business, bully, body, pal, conglomerates, monopolizing and keeping score the masses? Paying taxes on all things, meanwhile politicians' phone rings is cleared. You're double dip. Pay yourself twice in a row. It goes to show. Justice scales are tipped against our favor, hence familiar flavor. That bitter taste of defeat has come back around again. So tell me when. Will we finally realize that they got us all hypnotized? Shake our heads, clear our minds, and proceed to break our chains. Or go insane, because that's just what'll happen. We best be mapping and planning courses of action before they bleed us dry for another 100 years. And all the tears will be back tomorrow. We could drown in our sorrow, malnutrition, maladjusted, broken down, completely rusted for all they'll ever care. Nothing's fair, nothing's right, it's all twisted ass backward. And they don't care, we got no rights, we gotta live life awkward. Onward and upward, is that what they say? The world is your oyster, you gotta seize the day? Nay, cause idle and station is the whole entire nation suffering from mass retard motherfucking nation. There's regression and oppression. Precious pearls thrown to swine. History repeating, turning backward, rewind. Now tell me, what is this good for? It must be yours, as it sure as hell ain't mine.
Starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
All right, Generation Annihilation, CITR 101.9 FM. Yes, we are showcasing 2008 releases, and as I said, the first half of this show would be dedicated or given to Canadian acts. So we heard a whole whack of Canadian acts in there. I believe they were all from Ontario, and that wasn't intentional. But we start things all off with Germ Attack, Uberosis, Parade of Old and New is the name, or Destroyer World was named that. Real exploited sounding stuff from those punks from Ottawa. They came here this summer, but I missed them. Damn, I was out of town. Followed with the Suicide Pilots. Man, this one's gotten a lot of airplay on the show. The War and Satire, put out by themselves. Name of the track we heard was called Parade of the Old and New. Followed with Broadcast Zero. They were another act who we had a phone-in interview with on the show in 2008. And yes, they are from, oh God, why am I drawing a blank? Where the it's somewhere in Ontario. I think it's Barrie or somewhere. And yeah, we followed with the Dead City Citizens. Not the Night was the name of the track put out by themselves. And then we heard from the Terminals, another self-release thing. Asphyxiation was the name of the track. So there you go. There's your Canadian content. Hope you dug it, and hope you're digging the show thus far. Fortunately, you can't phone in. No phones are working. But let's get to some more releases. Let's go over the pond to London, England, shall we? With another great release of 2008 that got a ton of airplay. Argy Bargy.
Yeah. feet of flying boss figures come up front. Just cause you think you're right, it doesn't mean that I agree. You can't presume that everybody's gonna think like you. But if they get it, so just don't talk to me. Just don't talk to me. Just don't talk to me. Try and tell me that you're always right. Just cause you think you're right, it doesn't mean that I agree. You can't presume that everybody wants to be like you. But I'm a beginner, so just don't talk to me. Just don't talk to me. Just don't talk to me. Don't talk to me, 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 don't talk to me,
don't talk to me,
don't talk to me,
don't talk to me,
don't talk to me,
don't talk to me,
don't talk to me,
don't talk to me,
don't talk to me,
don't talk to me,
don't talk to me,
don't talk to me,
so just don't talk to me, just don't talk to me. Just don't talk to me. Just don't talk to me. Please don't talk to me.
Has begun. Department stores, tell you what.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. Yes, about 20 minutes to go on this show, on this showcase of 2008 releases. At the start of the sets, we heard from England's RG Bargy, The Likes of Us, Captain Oi Records. Track we heard was called Right to Fight, featuring the mighty Daryl Bruce, who also plays guitar in Cox Bar. And, followed with Left 4 Dead, also out of England, from the Humanity release, Don't Talk to Me. Followed with Australia's Slick 46 from the I Don't Wanna release on Longshot Music, No Matter What was the name of the track. Followed with The Forgotten out of the Bay Area with a track called When You Die. This one came out on TKO Records, one of the few releases TKO put out this year. And yes, it was the comeback record for The Forgotten. They hadn't put out anything since, the early 2000s. So, as I said, we got about less than 20 minutes on the show, so let's get to some more releases that came out in 2008, and we'll get to some with The Estranged.
You wanna do that? Party line. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We're seeing the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
And after this show, I guess I'll be seeing you all in 2009. Yes, we're winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation, and we're winding up another great, excuse me, another great year of punk and hardcore and metal, too. Yeah, not for us, of course, but Power Chord up next, bringing you the... I don't know, is it a 2008 show you guys are doing?
No, just whatever.
Right. A metal show.
All right. So, yeah, I'm sure some of these releases came out in 2008, though. But, yeah, we heard a big set in that last set. And, yeah, all vinyl. Vinyl is the coolest. Vinyl still reigns supreme. We started with The Estranged from Portland, Oregon, from the Static Thoughts release. On Dirt Nap Records, Nervous Blood was the name of the track. And that is, yeah... Strange from Portland, Oregon. I'd like to see them come back here again. I got to see them this year at Distort Fest. Great show. And then we heard from Annihilation Time on TP Records. We heard a track called Get a Job. Imperial Leather followed from the Do You Know Where Your Children Are release on Profane Existence Records. Dig Your Own Hole was the name of the track. And yeah, one of the last releases for Profane. They're going bankrupt again. So let's hope they get back on their feet. They've done it in the past. Let's hope they do it again. Followed with another Portland act, War Cry, from the Not-So-Distant Future release. Blackout was named it. It's on Feral Ward Records. What a great act. I sure'd like to see them up here again. It's been a couple of years. And we followed with Death Cycle, Blueprint for Enslavement from the Prelude to Tyranny release. And, yeah, total theme is Georgie Bush there. And I guess that's one of the things that got accomplished in 2008. No more Republicans in the White House. And, yeah, I guess... Some of these bands will have to find something new to sing about, but I'm sure it's not hard. And we ended with Nightstick Justice with a track called Bite the Bullet from their self-titled release on Way Back When Records. So yes, we got Power Chord up next, and if you like these releases, well, you can probably find them down at Audiopile and Scratch. I believe there's a Scratch Records sale going on all week, 20% off. I believe the same for Scrape Records for metal. And yeah, there's a show going on New Year's Eve at the Cobalt. It's with the Goalers... and Diggle Abortions. Over at the Sweatshop, we've got Bison BC and Fear of Tomorrow. And yeah, next Friday, we've got Sonny Boy Roy from the Subhumans doing Rude Norton again. He'll be playing with Dan Scum and Speckled Jim backing him. So yeah, that'll be a really cool show at the Cobalt. So yes, Happy New Year, everyone. Talk to you all in 2009. It's been a great year. Thanks for listening to CITR. Thanks for donating to the fundraising drive. And you're all great. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next. We're going to leave you with one more on Prank Records. This is the latest from Avscum out of Sweden. Happy New Year.
It's that time again. Hello and welcome to Power Chord. I'm your host, Metal Ron.
And the Metal Pimp is back again for another week. Both of us are back for another week of some more metal for you
folks.
Yeah,
and probably next week too, and from there we don't know yet. So what's going to happen? I know you won't be here, and I might be returning. We're working on it. In any case, hope everybody had a good holiday season. Lying there in a drunken stupor right now. No.
Some of you out in the snow lying in a drunken stupor. Who knows? But be careful out there if you're driving, though.
Yes, definitely.
Main roads are clear, but
sliding today.
Yeah, the inside parts are pretty lame.
So if you're grooving to the tunes, don't forget about the road.
Don't rock too hard.
Yeah.
You want to hurt yourself, otherwise you won't be here for next week.
Exactly.
I guess all this heavy stuff could induce road rage too if you're driving, eh?
It calms me down, actually.
Yeah, it does.
That's why I have
it. If I have a bad day, it's the best thing, the heaviest stuff.
I know, it works different for most people, actually. You just piss them off.
Yeah, you work in retail, man. That's the best way to calm down after a bad day.
We're not really doing any 2008 best of thing. I was going to do a
today,
top 10
but,
list, but I'm like, I'm not really going to bother.
No, but I might. Next week, since we're going to be here, I might do some kind of a thing, just because especially I didn't do one for the last 2 years or whatever, so
yeah.
I still might at least acknowledge it.
Yeah, I think last year I don't think I even did one. I just knew my number one was Between the Buried and Me, the album Colors.
Yeah.
And,
I think even nowadays, if you just pick your favorites of the year without really picking an order,
it's
cool
true.
Too. You know, for me, I've just always been, I don't know, I like doing my top 10.
Yeah.
Spend a lot of time on it, so... In any case, this week we've got a few things I didn't get to play last week. One is a brand new Lamb of God song, which is from their forthcoming album, Wrath. And also finally can play the Grave Digger since I got a version now that doesn't have voiceovers, which is good. Got some Arch Enemy with them doing a cover of a Dream Evil song. They got a Century Media compilation with a whole bunch of bands doing other people's songs, so that's pretty cool. And I'm hoping to play some Terror Syndrome, which is Ryan from Devin Townsend's